The Pigs, Part 7. By Diana the Valkyrie. When Olga had the attention of all the plowgirls, she spoke. "The war against Russia is over," she said, "at least for now. The bear has crawled back into his cave, licking his wounds, inflicted by the brave girls and boys of the Ukrainian army, with the help of we plowgirls, destroying Russian logistics, fighting forces, and morale." The girls all banged on the table in applause. "But the bear is still alive, and wants revenge. We have to stay ready to inflict further damage on any invaders of our motherland." More table banging. "For now, we shouldn't just relax and congratulate ourselves. We have to stay ready for the next round of the fight, if there is one." Bang, bang, bang. "I'm in Chicago now, and I'm fighting a war there. A war against street crime. Against muggings and drug dealers. We're protecting and defending the people of Chicago, the weak and helpless who are being exploited by the druggies and muggers. We are winning this war, even though there are only four of us, five if you count Mike." She pointed to me, enveloped in Zelda's firm embrace, obviously helpless in her arms, and everyone laughed. "We have all the weapons we need. We have our drums of gasoline to burn out the rat nests, we have our slings to knock them down, and most of all we have our plow girl muscles and resolve. We have intel on who they are and what they are doing. We have finance, confiscated from the druggies, we have everything we need to fight this war.